Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be here with you today and hope that wherever you are having a great day. So I'm so happy to be back with you because last month I was under the weather and I missed being here with you and Elizabeth, and so I'm really happy to be here. It is the fourth Wednesday of the month, not the third, due to a dentist appointment that I had last week. But great news, Elizabeth is here, and we're going to talk all things astrology and angels today. So as usual, get settled in, get something to drink, pen and paper, and just get ready to have the inside scoop for what's coming up with this new Gemini cycle. For those of you who are new to the show, welcome. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it is my great pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thanks for being here, Elizabeth.
You are so welcome, and hello, everyone listening. Happy Gemini cycle to everyone, and happy birthday to all the twins out there.
Yeah. Yay, I'm so excited for this new cycle.
Yes. Yeah, I think people can finally start to feel some shifting happening, you know, because since you and I talked last, we were heading into, you know, five planets being retrograde then, and those are starting to clear, the biggest one being Jupiter going direct on May 9th. That was, you know, huge, as Jupiter is. But a couple days ago, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Mercury went direct. And now, you know, that should, you know, get some things moving. And now, you know, we still have Mars in retrograde. It's getting ready to head back into Scorpio, and Saturn is retrograde as well as Pluto. And during this cycle, Neptune does its annual beginning of its retrograde. But, you know, I think the Jupiter piece was huge because it was part of that huge Earth trine. And, you know, the Mercury retrograde in an Earth sign, you know, just was another sort of thing. But the other thing that we're going to get past in this cycle, speaking of Gemini, the mutable energy, we have a grand mutable cross. And what that means for people who are not familiar with astrology, it means we have at least one planet in each of the four mutable signs. So in astrology, we have four signs for each modality. We have the cardinals, the fixed, and then the mutables. And the mutables, as we've talked about, close each season, and we have four of those. So Gemini is the first one. It closes out the spring. Then we have Virgo, which closes out the summer. Sagittarius closes out the autumn. And finally, Pisces, your sign, which not only closes out the winter, but the whole turn of the astrological wheel. So the mutables play a very important role on closure and preparation, because it's that mixture. And I mentioned this in my video, and it just still feels like the right analogy. It's like when you've left the harbor and you are coming out into the ocean, and literally the water changes. It changes in color because the ocean water is in there mingling in. It's not the old stagnant harbor water or inlet water, and you know, you just sense a different energy. Your perspective is different because you're not seeing the same view. We're in a time of such big change, because for a grand cross to happen, that it means every single bit. And of course, when we talk about crosses in astrology, imagine each point on a compass being activated. So you have both oppositions happening and squares, or those 90-degree angles. And for those of you who are regular listeners, you'll know squares and oppositions mean things coming to a head, or, you know, think about things opposing each other, and they've got to find a point somewhere on that continuum. You know, we could think of it as two sides of the same coin, but it is definitely, you know, they are different sides of that coin. And the squares, well, that's just, you know, a time of release and a time of, you know, we've got to go one way or the other. We can't have it both ways anymore. Now, the fun part about all this, this cycle is bookended by two Sagittarius moons, again, adding more to this mutable Grand Cross, because that is, of course, one of the four mutable signs involved. And at the beginning of this cycle, it had Mars and Saturn connecting with it on that full moon that we just had over the weekend. And that one was at 1 degree and 14 minutes of Sagittarius. And as you guys know, the signs, you know, the planets move from 0 through 29 degrees in each sign, because they are, you know, each a part of that 360-degree wheel. And the big thing is the next full moon that will lead us right up to summer solstice is going to be at 29 degrees of Sagittarius. So we are doing a big thing. And Sag is, of course, connected with Saturn the whole time. Mars gets out of that equation and slips back into Scorpio, as we were talking about. But, you know, in all, this is a, I just feel like those full moons in Sag, you know, Sag has to do with our aspirations, seeing that bigger horizon. But of course, you know, there's a Saturn element making us stay disciplined about what we want to work for. So if we think of that boat again heading out, you know, Sag is, you know, showing that horizon or where we want to go. And I would think of Saturn as the work crew. You know, somebody's got to be down in the engine room and somebody's got to be working the galley and, you know. So yeah, we have, you know, quite a bit going on overall, but it's a big cycle of, wow, you know, things are finally starting to move forward. We have two big squares that, you know, we should talk about, you know, on maybe on a little bit here, but I want to cover those with everyone. Because I feel like the Saturn-Jupiter one we have coming up tomorrow, our third one of those. So again, that's constrictive, restrictive Saturn squaring, you know, from Sagittarius to Jupiter over there in Virgo. And we've talked about that a lot. And Jupiter wants to expand, especially now that it's moving forward. But it's beautiful,
right?
Virgo. Yeah, so those two, like, and I feel like for people, I can't tell you how many clients and friends and I, my own life, I've definitely seen, it's almost like the first 5 months of this year being like, am I doing this? Am I doing that? I want to do this, but then I got to think about that. And if you felt like that, you know, truly, you know, stop-and-go traffic kind of feeling, or you feel very up and like you're really going to do something or make a step, only to be sort of like, you know, hit by these other, quote, realities, which is the Saturnian thing or the rules or the structure, you know, the next day. It's not just you. We've had that set of three squares going on since last August. Now they started when Jupiter was just finishing up in Leo and Saturn was, of course, back in Scorpio, but the ones this year, the last one was on that huge March 23rd time around that eclipse and full moon, and so, you know, just really big energy, so we get to push past the last of that, thank goodness, tomorrow is the last one of those, yeah, and as we taper off out of that, I feel like, again, with the end of the Jupiter retrograde, the end of the Mercury retrograde, all this teeing up to the summer solstice this year, where we are going to be under a full moon. You know, solstice is when the sign of Cancer begins. It's one of the initiating. So where the mutables finish, the cardinals start things. And by then, Venus will be in Cancer and Mercury. Double check on Mercury, but I'm pretty sure he'll be there by then. so, yeah, we just, you know, we will, or maybe a few days later, I got to check because he doesn't get into Gemini because of this long retrograde. He gets into Gemini June 12th. But we will be at a time where we're ready for some new beginnings. And, of course, we've, you know, still got Uranus and Pluto in their respective cardinal signs. So then we get a cardinal cross of sorts. It won't be a grand cross, but it will be a time of like new beginnings. So as you guys work through this cycle of the voyage, I would really start say to start poking through and grabbing what you want next, doing a lot more. That's the guidance I've been getting. I don't know if you've been kind of getting the same message, Christy, but that's what I've been getting. It's like start doing more of what you love and what you enjoy, and that sort of sets the stage and creates the energy for that big breakthrough energy, that kind of blockbuster. How often do we get a summer solstice or the full moon? This is awesome.
Oh my gosh. It is. It's huge. Yeah, I've absolutely been getting that message too. And gosh, thank you so much. That I think it really helps us to really kind of put words to the feelings that we've all been having. And yeah, we're ready for this big shift. It's an exciting time.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. And I kind of feel like, yeah, you guys, you know, especially after this year, you know, we knew just going into it, you know, that first week of the year, just Mercury and Jupiter turning retrograde. I was like, okay. So, you know, there we go. But speaking of the messages, we've missed your messages. We haven't heard from you in 2 months, so.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Well, I'm really excited to be able to share these messages. Again, I think they beautifully dovetail your messages for us for this cycle. And I have messages from both Michael and Raphael this month, so lots of messages. And for those of you who may be newer to working with the angelic realm, angels are non-denominational beings of light, and they support everyone and anyone who feels guided to work with them. And Michael has a very strong, protective energy, often portrayed holding a shield and a sword of light to help cut through any challenges, and very kind of a strong energy, and represented by a beautiful kind of cobalt blue mixed with a little bit of purple and sometimes sparkly energy. And Raphael is known as the healing angel. His energy is a little bit softer and represented by the color emerald green. So starting with Michael, when I first heard this first sentence, I actually took a deep breath. And the first message I received was that this new cycle is bringing with it more change. I thought, okay. And then I heard, it can feel exhausting since there's been so much change happening this year, but you're still moving through it. And then I saw that similar to hiring someone to come to your home and deep clean your grout or a porcelain bathtub, this cycle is going to provide an opportunity to do deep clearing. So if you can imagine a porous surface like a porcelain, it's going to clean way deep below the surface, more than what you can see by just doing cleaning at the top layer, if you will. And the message is that while it may be intense to do a deep cleaning, it will be well worth it, and that this clearing will lead to a feeling of lightening your load and of clearing back another layer of the old that's ready to be released. Then I saw an image of a roller coaster, and I saw people getting in and securing that safety bar that kind of goes up over your head and rests on your shoulders. So I saw that every part of the roller coaster represented something different. So as you go through this next cycle, through this deep clearing phase, you may notice that you move through a lot of different emotions during this time. So if you imagine yourself in a roller coaster, part of the ride may bring up sadness. You may move into a little corkscrew of grief, drop into anger, and then ride back up into joy. And the message that was that it's really important to give yourself permission to move through the emotions without pushing them down or kind of finding something that's not supportive to kind of quell those emotions, whether that's eating or shopping or any other kind of behavior that kind of doesn't allow you to feel the feelings, that it's really important to move through them in a constructive way, and that this cycle will release another layer of stuff that's no longer needed so that you can be supported in seeing what is really important, creating a pathway for you to be guided to do the real work that you're supposed to be working on. And then you show me that this clears away all distractions and things that could have been time wasters that have kind of almost looked like, I kept seeing this image of like a filminess kind of in front of you that you may have been feeling like you can see to the other side, almost like an opaque layering. You could see the other side, what you were trying to work on or get to, but there was all this stuff in the way. That this will help clear away all of that stuff so that you can more easily get to work on the things that you've been wanting to do, and that these things will be the right activities or projects or whatever the forward motion is for you. And then I saw that things that are being cleared away include things like drama-type people and drama-type situations or things that aren't a positive contribution to your life. And then he kept saying, go at your own pace. Don't force yourself to move against the grain. Move through the emotions as a way to do the deep clearing work, but just go with your own natural body rhythm, and you'll be able to move through this time and get to the other side of it. Then Raphael's message, he says, it's important to put your needs at the forefront of the cycle, and that this does not mean that you will negate your responsibilities or that you'll drop the ball. It means rather that you'll honor your own inner knowing, which will allow you to better manage all the aspects of your life at this time. Because there is so much change and clearing happening, and because of the impact you're all experiencing due to global events, it's imperative to create a support system for yourself. And then I saw an image of a beautifully woven fiber that looked very intricate and like a sparkly gold color. And I saw it wrapped around someone's shoulders, like a comforting blanket or shawl. And then the next message was, you must create this comfort and support for yourself so you can move through this time in a gentle and supportive way. Just like you prepare for a big event in your life, you don't wait until the last minute to do it. It's important to prepare for this too. There's no need to get worried, but rather take the time to think, or better yet, write down things that feel comforting and supportive to you, seemingly small things and big things too, and find ways to build these things into your day-to-day schedule at this time. Like laying a pathway of bricks one at a time, each builds on the one before to create a complete path. Create a complete path of support by loving yourself enough to practice self-care daily. This will support you as you move through this time, and you'll gain a great deal of insight, deep personal change, growth, and perspective, while also cultivating a healthy balance of self-care in your day-to-day life. Ask for help and let people know what you need. You're worth it, and this is a time to build a gentle but helpful support system around you. So I literally saw all these different kinds of things that could be seen as self-care, self-help, like listening to music, participating in creative outlet, going outside, exercise, eating gentle foods or beverages, setting up appointments with people that you know and trust for any kind of treatments that you enjoy, massage, acupuncture, reading, energy work, whatever that is, journaling, talking to friends, any of those things, they all count, and they're all equally supportive. So if you can imagine putting coins into a piggy bank, over time it yields a huge dividend. And investing in yourself little by little every day is what I kept seeing, the message of literally like laying those bricks on that pathway to support. So those are the messages I have for us for the cycle.
Nice. Oh, and they do resonate with the chart. And I posted on Facebook and Twitter a chart for Venus's entrance into Gemini, which just happened yesterday. But you guys will be able to see, anybody who looks at that will be able to see what the Grand Cross looks like. And Venus is, of course, part of that. And you know, there are a couple areas that really resonate with those angel messages. And one would be this Mars transit back into Scorpio. So Scorpio is the passionate water sign. It is the ancient feminine side of Mars. Mars was, you know, before we discovered Pluto, Mars had two rulers, or it ruled two signs, I should say. Aries for the masculine, which is where we know it now, and Scorpio for the feminine. So we do go into the emotional, and if we think about a Mars transit, Mars pretty much takes about 2 years to go around, complete its cycle, go through all 12 signs, and we associate it with the terrible twos, being a two-year-old, right? Our little tantrums. But what I, you know, was getting when you were talking about, like, don't skip those emotions, you know, we can't, I mean, some people may have a very visceral memory of something that happened when they were two, but a lot of us probably got a lot of downloads that we're a little unconscious of. So that message, you know, to not negate what you're feeling, you don't have to know where it's coming from. But because we've got a Mars connection, it could literally go back that far, or just any of those emotions that are the uncomfortable ones. And I think that that's another huge, I've seen, there's another astrologer, I love her, she's a YouTuber, and I can't remember her name right now, but she's just, she was on about it the other day too, of how overly medicated we are and how the doctors are handing out, you know, these, you know, pills like candy, and the number of overdoses and deaths now due to legal prescription drugs. Is outnumbering the deaths attributed to illegal drugs. And so the thing of not numbing out. Yeah, and in fact, white women in America are now the fastest growing. Their mortality is on the rise. You know, we're the fastest growing group of people experiencing mortality. And a lot of this is the prescription drugs. They are definitely a factor. So, you know, again, that thing of like, you know, and it's nice because in the sense this message is really coming through the collective. Brené Brown talked about it a lot in her vulnerability talk that became like one of the top 10 TED Talks of all time. And I guess, you know, she did the whole over circuit and everything. So we are, and I think there are some astrological connections, of course, with Neptune, Chiron in Pisces, and the Neptune thing could work either way. And we're getting a big square between Saturn and Neptune on June 17th. Again, as that moon goes back into Sagittarius for the big 29-degree full moon of Sagittarius to prepare us for the new opening on that full moon summer solstice. So I feel like this is a time when we examine old habits and the ones that aren't working, you know, or that, you know, okay, that used to make me feel good. That was my little buffer, you know, and we are going, no, you know what, let me just feel it in its totality. And what you discover is that it's not really as bad as avoiding, you know, avoiding is probably costing you a lot more. So moving through it, especially in this cycle, and it's, you know, we have a new moon next week in Gemini. You know, if you have any intention for doing things differently or for releasing things, and a lot of, you know, and again, what you want to bring in that's new is a lot of what we do at a new moon. But again, because I think that moon activates this full grand mutable cross, it would be a time of continuing the release work that you talk about and, you know, moving through that. Now, it doesn't have to be all like, oh, my God, I got to do all this inner work. because, you know, Venus just moving into Gemini yesterday, again, Gemini, part of this crowd, that's actually a really fun aspect for being sociable, getting out. And maybe that's, you know, part of somebody's depression, you know, is not getting out enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so this time of year, certainly here in North America, we have so many musical events. You know, it's summer. People get, you know, we're getting prepared for summer and getting out. So, you know, that art shows, all those things that can be stimulating and bringing in those energies, but that ability to be social, have a nice meal with friends. And Mercury is going, which rules Gemini, will be hanging back in Taurus until the 12th of June. It then moves into Gemini until the 30th. So I just wanted to check that date. So on the solstice, it will be still in Gemini. But while it's in Taurus, you guys, talk about the simple pleasures of a nice meal with friends, you know. Any of those things that you enjoy that are sensuous and like Christy was saying, healing modalities, this, definitely I like that Gemini is hanging back in that nice Taurus energy of, you know, being in the body, staying very grounded, and taking care of our physical cells as we gently move through the rest of the trine, the grand trine that was an earth trine, the grand earth trine connected with Pluto and Jupiter in Virgo. I'm seeing the little glitch in my mind and trying to get the words out. So, you know, that's, you know, definitely a resource, I think, astrologically. So, you know, we are moving through a time of change, but you're still in a body, so taking really good care of it. And, you know, this is a big cycle for all of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. That's incredible information and definitely so much support as we get ready to move through this current cycle. I can't believe we're already wrapping up to the last few minutes of our show, and I want to make sure that people know how to connect with you for a session and get more wonderful astrological information from you through your newsletter, all that good stuff.
Well, thank you. They can come to ElizabethOracle.co, and I always have the latest video on the site, so you can, you know, take notes or look at charts and stop the video and, you know, take it all in, and dates and things like that are included in there. There's also a free newsletter with some exclusive specials on readings, and for new customers, you always get 5 free minutes with your first order. So, yeah, they can connect that way. And, you know, I definitely invite everyone over. And you just updated your website.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and I'm super excited about it. And I'd love for you guys to come over and take a peek at the new site at ChristyMAyala.com. It looks totally different from the other site. We did a complete relaunch, and I hope that you guys will enjoy the ease of working through the new platform and the fact that you can actually do schedule requests and see what's available right there on the site. I think it's much easier, and I would love to work with any of you who feel guided. You can opt in for a free newsletter as well through the site, and you receive a couple goodies. You get a free MP3 instant download as well as a reduced price for new members. So I invite you to come over and connect with me there. And thank you so much, Elizabeth, as always, for all of your work and sharing your time with us here during the show every month. It's always such a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, my gosh. I always look forward to it, Christy. It's so much fun to connect and share with everyone. And I just, oh, my gosh, you can just feel the, you know, the energy of the people who show up and listen, and just sending you guys so much light as you're working through everything. And I do feel like this change is definitely for the best. It's a really good opening coming up. So just keep coming through it, even if you can't see what it's going to look like yet.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And we're wishing you guys a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of your week, and look forward to connecting with you next time, and hopefully over on our sites. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.